Check, knock, knock. Bang, bang the gavel. Welcome to Budget and Finance. I called last night Judges Night. What's tonight going to be called then?
County Judges.
County Judges Night. There you go. This is not. Okay, there we go. I woke it up. County Judges Night tonight. So, thanks for joining us for County Judges Night tonight. Justice Moss isn't going to make it. He's not going to be here tonight. So, Justice Tyler is going to be our designated motioner for tonight. Just as once again, you'll see the 2024 projection sheet on top of everything, or actually our kind of agenda here is here on top, and then under that is our 2024 projection sheet, which will include County General. It also includes the other funds that we will discuss tonight as well. Any questions on that? Very good. All right, just Tyler.
Anything for you, German? I'd like to make a motion to approve Fund 1000 for Department 0100.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second for the County Judge's County General Budget. Mr. Higgins, you have a story in here somewhere?
Good evening, Justices. I will say I've been looking forward all day to standing on this side of the table talking with you guys. This particular budget should be relatively simple to explain. We have above the line the standard issues with the COLA. In the numbers, nothing else there. If you'll look over on the bottom of the second page under insurance, you know, that's a pretty substantial number, but you have to recall that the judge's office carries the insurance for most of the buildings on that the county has. So that's why that number is pretty large. So that's a number that's given back to us by our insurance carrier.
Is that AAC?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. So other than the above the line adjustments and the insurance, the judge's budget is no change.
What about your, can you talk about your part-time salary line item? If that has ever been used, and I know this is y'all's first year in the saddle, but do you have any plans for that or anything?
Well, we did move some money around from overtime to straight time overtime. Let me look for the part-time line. Part-time, you know, I'll have to refer to Mr. Anderson on if we've used that and what for previously.
We have used it, and it's been for interns in the past. We have special projects that usually we'll reach out to UCA to get an intern and let them work the project.
Okay, thank you. I was just curious. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if y'all had plans for that or what the situation was. Justice, y'all have any more questions for Mr. Higgins on the county judge's budget?
No, sir.
All right. Motion to, let's see, Justice Tyler made the motion. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. None opposed? All right.
Done. I'd like to make a motion to approve fund number 1000, department number 0108.
Second that.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Now, this one's got a big story connected to it.
Yeah, so first off, I'd like to introduce our maintenance coordinator, maintenance supervisor, Wesley Scroggin, over here. I think most of you guys have met him. He's done a great job, very pleased with the performance that he's doing in maintenance with, I'll start off the story with really a short crew, a really tight crew to try to get things done. The first item you'll look at is part-time salaries, 1002. We're adding $10,000 to that. And so I've talked to the story, and I'll talk to you a little bit tonight, that we have four people in our building and grounds department, and they cover all of the buildings on this campus. They're also over at the Justice Building. That includes, you know, collector, assessor's office, the mowing, the weed eating, plumbing issues. Matter of fact, this week had a leak where we had to shut the water off to the assessor's office and dig it up and find out what's going on. Ended up having to bring in professional help with that because it was more than we could handle. But those are the types of things that they do, plus all the custodial and janitor work in that. So that's four people that do that. Our previous building and ground supervisor retired earlier in the year, has been gone for 6 months. And so we've worked with Wesley and everything to bring David back on a part-time basis 3 days a week. So that's what that line, the part-time salary is to bring him back so that he can do a lot of the mowing, weed eating, some of the routine maintenance things to free Wesley up to actually be more strategic in building maintenance, doing preventive maintenance in our buildings, which they scrimp by just to do normal daily routines. This will actually allow them a little more freedom to get progressive and more aggressive in actually taking care of the issues before they happen. So that's what that $10,000 is for. We can look at various line items. I mean, we look at general supplies, janitorial supplies. I've talked with them. They've had to scrimp and go back. If you look, and I had the sheet here, I ran the statement of operation sheet today just to look at it. On general supplies, they've used 143% of what's been allocated to them. We had to move some money around to help pay for that. Janitorial supplies, they're at 124%. You know, year to date on those things. And we moved money from other categories to help provide those. And so just general cleaning supplies have increased tremendously. One thing in particular, air conditioning, air filters have gone up tremendously, as much as double in many cases on those that they spend on that. So that's why we bumped that up. Fuel, oil, and lubricants, in essence, we've almost doubled that. And I had the same question. Of course, you know, fuel prices are more this year, but this number, the existing number, 25-30, has been that way for a number of years. So they've missed several years of increases in fuel prices. But here's the list of what they're actually putting that fuel in. So we have two vehicles, three mowers, three power blowers, three weed eaters, two edgers, three hedge trimmers, a tractor with a front-end loader, three chainsaws, and a side-by-side. And so they're putting fuel in all of those to take care of, the business around the county. And by the way, that also includes going out to the animal shelter property and mowing that down when it needs it. So there's the fuel. Other professional services. On the next page, we've added $10,000 to that number. You guys have heard through the year that we've had issues with air handling units, with our air conditioning through the year. I made notes. We have, and I asked Wesley and David, I said, can you tell me how many units that you guys are responsible for? And they started counting off, and we quit at between 65 and 70, and that does not count the mini splits that are over at the Justice Building. And that's just smaller air conditioning units that we've had to fix. This year, we've had five total replacements that we had to do on average of about $7,500 for those replacements. And then we had 10 more that we had to service that was $1,000 or more to work on those. So we made some progress this year of getting a handle on some of the air conditioners, but we're identifying next year. We know that we have two more, one at the health department and one at the extension office, that are either going to have extensive work but more likely replaced next year. So that's where we have placed. I mentioned earlier about $7,000 is what the average is. We put that $10,000 in. That's $5,000 a piece if we have to replace those. And then I'll skip down, and here's really the big number. Towards the bottom, you'll see the total capital outlay. And this is a one-time request on this one for $62,500. And so we're wanting to strategically make a change in our vehicles in maintenance. So I mentioned earlier that they currently have two trucks, and the newest one of the truck is over 10 years old. It has already left Wesley stranded, I don't remember, three times where he's out, doing what he does, and then it just left him stranded where we either had to have it towed back or drag it to the repair shop and get that. What we'd like to do is actually get rid of both of the trucks and purchase a used replacement, just one replacement. We think that we can get by with one right now. There's one at each location. The one at the Justice building. It is, we're not hardly even using it at all, not because we don't need it, but because it's in such a state of disrepair that it would cost more to fix it. So that's, let me look here. We're estimating about 25,000. No, I'm sorry, my bad. I did not break that one out, but that's part of the 62.5. Another part of 62.5, this one's easier to, is we also would, are requesting a dump trailer. So the road department has a dump trailer that we have, out of necessity, had to borrow a time or two. But honestly, that's road department equipment, and we don't need to be utilizing road department. Plus, they use it all the time. And so picking up all kinds of stuff, I don't know how many trips that the little trailer that we have, and that's just a little flatbed trailer. It doesn't haul what we need. It doesn't dump. They've just about worn it out. And so we've been able to figure out a dump trailer. We've priced them at about $11,000. And so with the new truck that we would get there, be capable of pulling that, we feel like that'll really have a big impact on them being able to haul things off. So I kind of did some quick math on it. When you look at the total number here of the maintenance, the above-the-line part of that is $24,782. That's the above-the-line impact. The truck and trailer is another $62,500. You add those together, that's $87,282. You subtract it from the bottom number there in our maintenance. That really leaves an increase in all this of about $43,000 in our maintenance budget. That's overall, that's not just one-time increases.
Administrator Higgins, I do have a question. If you go back up to the line 3018, which is building and improvements, that went up $5,000. Is that for the mold abatement in that building? I'm asking because I've been in there and smelled it.
You know, so that's the building that was previously shared with maintenance and with our VSO office. We have since vacated the half. I guess that's going to be the western half of the building for our new VSO that we're having the grand opening on Tuesday that we hope all of y'all can attend. Part of our plan is to completely vacate that building. But in the meantime, we're doing minimal repairs on that building. We had our pest control come in recently, and they talked about doing pest control, and they said there's no sense doing pest control on that thing. It won't do any good to the building. That building needs to come down. Building and improvements, Wesley, do you remember?
It had been used in the past. I didn't really even use that. In the day, they and them built furniture. They built tables and chairs and cabinets. And
oh, stuff. That's right. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Really do that anymore.
Yeah, so you know that we just disposed of a lot of excess furniture. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, at least a dump trailer load of the furniture and everything. That's one of the things, you know. We also have a pew back here. Steve, be careful. I didn't know you were sitting in that one.
That's dangerous.
But we have that pew back here that we're looking at. It's going to be $1,200 just to fix that one pew in here that we need to get fixed. So there are some building improvements that we added that we're going to do above and beyond the $1 million that we're asking in ARP for here. I don't know if that helped answer your question or not.
It does. The mold was just concerning to me.
Yeah.
Justice, any more questions? Sorry. It's not working.
No, sir.
All right. All in favor of the motion to approve 1000.0108, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, Mr. Higgins, for the explanation there.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve Fund 1000, Department Number 0115.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Are there any funds in that to fix this microphone? There we go. All right, we're back.
So this will be the IT department.
I just see three big amounts. So can you hit the three big amounts? Other professional services,
mm-hmm.
Maintenance and agreement, and then machinery and equipment.
Yep, so other professional services. One thing, I started looking back through our budget books, and I went back at five over 5 years of 2017, the $8,000 that has been appropriated, it's been appropriated that without any change for that period of time. Primarily what we're looking at for the additional funding is we had some website upgrades that we need to be doing for our county website. That for one thing, our website is not ADA compliant. That was something that was brought to our attention through leg audits, some other things. We'll have a phone system upgrade that is required right now where our phone system is completely out of warranty and out of its service life. Now we're limping by, and Steve has been able to purchase replacement phones and everything off of like eBay and Amazon. But it is on the last of its leg for our county phone system. And then we had some overall network and security upgrades. Now, we also think that this is a one-year increase. This is not something that we're going to be looking for, this level of increase. Every time next year, the request will probably be higher than 8,000, which it has been, but nowhere near the level is. We have some one-time purchases that we need to do this year for that one. Let me go over to the other one, the computer software and support. So there's really been a change with our vendors over the years. For example, Adobe, Microsoft, some of our cybersecurity software. And by the way, there is a bill that was passed by the legislature requiring cybersecurity this year. I think there was a couple of bills. One didn't pass, but one did. We're stepping up. But for those of y'all that are familiar, and I'm just going to use Microsoft as an example. If you have Microsoft Office, the Office suite with Excel, PowerPoint, and Word, used to you bought your PC and you bought, and you know, it came with a disk, maybe an additional $500, and it you ran it on that computer until that computer's life was over with. Well, that's not Microsoft's business model any longer. Now you pay subscriptions on that. So, you know, when I started in February and they issued me a computer, we had to sign up for the subscription for my Microsoft Office. Adobe software is another one that we use a lot. Campus, those are subscriptions per laptop or PC that they're on. And then we're enhancing our cyber aware training. So you guys have already been through one cycle of that where anybody who has a FaulknerCountyAR.gov email address has had to go through cybersecurity. There's phishing opportunities. I don't know if any of y'all have been caught with the phishing emails where we send those out, and they should be relatively obvious. If you're not paying attention, you get caught that you shouldn't be opening those because they could be Chinese people trying to get your passwords. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. But that honestly, it's offshore people trying to get passwords so that they can hack into our system. So there's significant impact on our software part. And then the line under that, the $20,000, that's a strategic change that we're making this year for infrastructure. So several years ago, Jess Sahowski, you may have been on the court then, but I know back when I was on the court, there was a $50,000 reduction in IT at that time. And the IT department has really not recovered from that hit on that. And how that impacted was our infrastructure. So when individual departments purchase computers or laptops, so our county clerk, if she purchases computers or laptops for her personnel, that comes out of her budget. But in all honesty, the backbone of the network should not come out of the individual department's budget. That should come out of IT. Well, in recent years, they have not been able to do that because their budget did not cover it. So when a $15,000 switch would go out, they were having to beg other departments to help them fund all of that, and it minimizes the ability for them to be able to do routine maintenance. So what it means is they're running those switches longer than they would really need to, and then what happens when it crashes, we're down. So this will help to actually have some of the backbone in stock so that when they crash and they can cycle them through and prepare for those before they actually go down, just because we haven't been doing maintenance. To the point of, again, when I was talking with Steve, in some cases, we have been purchasing secondhand switches so that we could afford it within our budget. So we're trying to change that strategy to pull that money not necessarily being paid for out of those departments, and let's do it out of IT.
Any more questions on that? Yeah, I spoke last. I meant to say this about the maintenance budget. but my microphone just distracted me. We talked last, before all this, we talked about how the quorum court sets priorities by how we budget. Part of, since I've been on the court, kind of the biggest three issues we've had was getting our county employees' pay where it should be, the jail, and this courthouse, I would say, is kind of, you know, the shape of this courthouse. And I feel that, especially with the increases that we see in our maintenance budget, puts us in a position to start trending to where we're taking care of things, taking care of more of what we have, so that we're not in situations like with the jail. It's not just the overcrowding of the jail, but it's the shape of the building. You know, that's a big problem over there. And that's a problem with this building too. So hopefully by putting more money in maintenance and focusing a little more with Judge Dodson's guidance and leadership, that we can take care and be proud of what we've got. We've got to invest a little more in it, you know, to take care of it. But at least we won't find ourselves in an oh crap situation. We need a $20 million jail, you know. Anyways, that's not in this budget necessarily. But it's going to be the same with IT too, because it's going to be trending that way. We're going to have to make some investments in IT. You know, we've seen that with the big crash that we've had at the sheriff's office and the issue there, and then the issue that we had in the assessor's office with whatever happened over there. So,
and just to add on that, Justin Lasky, I appreciate that, but there are some security protocols that I don't want to go into detail here, but that are necessitated by using our network, our campus network, to help support those, and that, you know, that requires infrastructure for that.
Yep. Yep. Questions? All right. All in favor of the motion to approve 1000.0115, say aye.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve Fund 1000, Department 0419.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. Let's take a look at this.
So that's going to be for the county coroner.
I only see one big thing here, which is building and improvements.
Yes. So I actually have some information here I'd like to share with you. Just let me pull that out and I'll pass these out. So we really only have one change in the corner below the line, and we bumped up office supplies a little bit. That was a minimal amount on that, but really the big one is going to be,
I don't know if it's going to be
other professional other services and charges of professional services. So what, and this will be a one-time request. So this is not adding to the budget. This is to take care of an issue. And we have an issue in the court, two issues, but the first issue is the refrigerator system that they store bodies in, that they store corpses. And so sometimes when they go and pick these up, these bodies are in various stages of decomposition, and it causes a great deal of odor. I don't want to be gross on you guys, but it is what it is, if you guys have been out there. And so right now the refrigerator store is in their bay that's in their building. And so when they have these issues, their fresh air return on their air conditioning is just sucking all that smell right into their offices. And then even when they deal with the items, you know, the corpses, they're still there for days, sometimes where they can't even work. So the proposal here for this one is we want to build a separate metal building just on the outside of the bay area where it currently is, and move that refrigerator outside of the building. It'll be secure. It'll be a building where they can actually back in the vehicles, even in inclement weather, and still be covered. They can open it up, move everything they need to into those refrigerators, and then pull out. But it won't be actually in the bay and just really just sucking all that in, the air conditioning units into the building. So that's the first quote. So what we did, that will probably have to go out for bid, but we did go ahead and seek quotes just so that we could get a ballpark figure so that we could ask for that. So that's that quote. The second quote, I believe it was about $3,500. So if you've ever been over there in their bay, it's very similar to a fire station where they park the fire trucks and everything. This is where they park their vehicles. Currently, that's where they're doing their work. But they have these big round lights that light up their bay. So think an old style gymnasium. You go out there, you flip the switch, you hear a big hum, the lights turn on. It takes them about 10 or 15 minutes to turn on. They're sucking electricity down because they're 20 years old. When part of the issue also is about 50% of them aren't even working. And so to replace those, when Jessica reached out to us and said we have a lighting issue in this area, we went out there to look to replace them, and it is very costly to replace these old lights. They're not energy efficient, and they're really not doing the job. So we went ahead and got a quote to replace all of those with LED lighting, pull lights down. Actually, I think we're going to be able to retrofit them, are we not, Wesley? Or we have to pull them down?
No, I think you can just retrofit.
Yeah, I think we're going to be able to retrofit those high-dollar incandescent energy bulbs with LED bulbs. That's what they were. So we can keep the fixtures and save us some money. So that's about $3,500, but it was actually cheaper to do this than it was just to replace the bulbs. Plus, we're going to have an energy savings and go a little green on that as well. So that's what those two are together that add up to that total.
And it sounds like that's generally a one-time expense.
It is, yes.
Okay.
So, Ms. Riggins, if my math is correct, and I could be wrong here, but that's roughly around 4,500 square feet. If I do the math on the length, on the width, and times height there, is that about right?
I'll take your word for it, Justice. I haven't actually looked into that.
Okay. And you mentioned bay area, so they have this refrigerator in a bay area. What would they use the bay area for once they remove that refrigerator?
It doesn't take up all that much room, the refrigerator. I'm going to say it's the size, I'm trying to think, Jessica, how big?
8 by 10.
So it's in the corner of the bay. So what it'll do is it'll give them additional parking room.
Oh. Thank you.
More questions?
Yes, sir.
All right, awesome. All in favor of the motion to approve 1000.0419, say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve Fund 3020, Department Number 0501.
I'm going to take up the one before
that. Oh, let me redo this. All right, Mr. Chairman, this again, motion to approve fund number 1000, department number 0500.
Second.
All right, we got a motion and a second.
So that's Office of Emergency Management.
Don't say too much because you're heading in the right direction on this one.
Yeah, no, this is good. The only thing that I wanted to mention is repairs and maintenance supplies. We put $1,000 in there. We have five air conditioning units that they each have two filters each, and they're pretty expensive, so we're going to have to replace those this year. And then other than that, that one's pretty simple. And I would like to make note on the second page. You know, oftentimes when, you know, I've made a couple of requests already that you guys have approved to move forward about, you know, one-time expenses. And I know when I was on the court, a common theme was, well, you get those one-time expenses on your in there, and then, you know, they're there forever. Well, this is an example of that, proving that that's not true. So in this case, last year they made a request, the Office of Emergency Management, for a vehicle, and they purchased that vehicle. And so this year they're actually reducing the request by that amount because they don't need a vehicle this year. So, again, it's just showing that we're going to be able to reduce it by that much. So that's why you see a reduction on that number year over year.
I appreciate your transparency on that matter there. I'm just going to ask this because we're on this budget. Can you talk about maybe next year, or it might be 2025, when we're going to see differences between our 911 PSAP budget and our county general budget because of the consolidation of 911 PSAP. Does that make sense?
It does.
Are there some expenditures in here that are going to translate over into this one?
You know, probably yes, there will be. There'll be some impact. Also, the next one we're going to talk about, 911 PSAP, there will be there as well. Now, the answer to that is, what is that going to look like?
Yeah.
And I don't have an answer for that because those negotiations haven't been completed. You know, we know we're going to have some personnel potential issues. We know that the PSAP money will be transitioning over to the city. So we're very concerned about that. It's something that we're working with the city negotiating on. But to speak about it right now, what it's going to look like, we don't know yet. Yep.
That's fine. I just kind of wanted to throw that flag up in the air so the committee members know this is a change that we'll see going forward as the judge's office works through all that.
I suspect by this time next year, we'll be spending a great deal of time on this one more than we will tonight.
Yep. Yep. Perfect. Justice, any questions for Mr. Higgins? Let's see. All in favor of the motion to approve 1000.0500, say aye.
Aye.
All right. None opposed.
I like it when they look like that.
Let me try this again.
I'll try this the right one. Motion to approve, Mr. Chairman, fund 3020, department number 0501.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second.
So this is the 911 PSAP budget. If you'll go over to the second page, one line I want to bring to your attention is under services and charges communications, you'll see telephone and fax and landline. I actually want to give a shout out to the team, to Sheila and Jimmy. One of the things that they've been looking at is actually, and it's several years, of looking at copper landlines that in the 911 days that they had to have to various locations for the 911 process. Well, through the years, these lines have not been needed. The equipment has been taken out of service and everything, but these copper phone lines were still in service. We were paying for them. And so they've since been out. And I'll give you an example. One of them was in Greenbrier that they had direct lines. It was pretty expensive to go to a fax machine or a printer or something that they hadn't used in years. And so they were able to track those down and uncover those and then let AT&T know we don't no longer need those. So they've been able to reduce that last year from, let me see, $150,000. We're taking it down to $85,000. That number used to be over $300,000. That one out there. So good job for them. They've done a good job with that, and I'm sure we all appreciate it.
Absolutely.
If we go down and look at rental leases, you'll see zero on last year and $60,000 for this year. Actually, earlier in this year, the court approved that $60,000. So that's for an upgrade with AT&T. The court appropriated that money for it, and it has not been spent. AT&T has not done the work yet. There's a backlog with AT&T. So if they do that this year, then we'll spend the money between now and January 1st, and then we'll make an adjustment and not need it. But all indications are they probably won't do it till after the first of the year. So all we're doing is asking that $60,000 that you've already appropriated, just carry it over into the new year. Let me see. There's a $500 right under that. That's for an FCC license renewal for a repeater that we had to do. And then also, if you'll go back over to the capital outlay at the very end, that's the other half of that vehicle that they purchased last year. There's half out of the previous budget, half out of this one. Again, this is just demonstrating it. That was a one-time purchase that we're not going to need this year, so it'll be reduced by that much.
Just as the only other thing I'll bring to your attention is on the projections sheet. This is one of our favorite funds, as you can tell. Fund balance is about $3 million, projected revenue of another $1 million, and then the budget request is about $610,000. Now, I think over the past years, there's usually been every third or fifth year or something like that, we pay a substantial amount towards some sort of PSAP upgrade. But really, what we were talking about earlier, it depends upon the negotiations they're doing with the city of Conway and the consolidation, is that we will probably see this fund 3020 all fall into the hands of the city of Conway, possibly, to pay for it. If they end up taking over the entire operations of the 911 PSAP, all those funds would basically go to them, because that's where they're derived. That's where all the revenues comes from, is comes from your phone bills and stuff like that. If that makes sense. All right. You have any questions? All right. All in favor of the passage of 3020.0501, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Unopposed. We're rocking and rolling.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve Fund 1000, Department number 0800, please.
Second.
All right.
That's our new Veteran Service Office.
Yeah.
So this is a new department. The first time that this one has been on there. Previously, we had a part-time VSO, Veteran Service Officer, who was under contract, and that was usually absorbed out of the county judge's office. So thankful to the Quorum Court for supporting our endeavor to expand our veteran services to our veterans in Faulkner County. So this will be the new office. This covers our new employee. Oops, let me turn it over here. It's our new employee that you guys approved. Some of these are estimates. When you get below the line, general supplies, you know, we really don't know right now. Since they don't have a budget, we're supporting this out of the county judge's office, so we're absorbing those. You see under the other professional services, that's actually still the part-time VSO who is still on board. So we have a full-time and a part-time. He's nothing changed with him. He's under a contract, so he's not a county employee. And again, the rest of these are our best guess on the cost. One thing, we did do some math with the utilities and gas, so we share that building with the circuit clerk's office. We kind of did a square foot measurement and divided it out by the usage of that building. Probably the electricity in that building will go up a little bit, because previously that was the record storage area, so you didn't have somebody there every day in that building. Now we will. So we'll probably heat and cool it a little differently. We'll have our patrons coming in and out of that office. So we'll see a little bit of an increase there, but I think it'll be insubstantial. What word I'm looking for? Not substantial. How's that?
And this is just another instance of us setting priorities in the county, along with our county judge working under his leadership and with him to say what's important, so we think's important at least. Y'all have any questions on the new VSO budget? I'm proud we have one.
Yes.
Absolutely. All in favor of the passage of 1000.0800, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
All right, I'm going to step down for a few minutes and let some of the others talk about the department. I have a couple more that I'll speak to in a little bit, but I think I'll turn the next one over to the county civil attorney.
Thank you so much, Mr. Higgins.
Yep.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve Fund 1805, Department Number 0430, please.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Mr. Murphy, you want to hit the highlights? You ain't got too many highlights.
Not too many highlights, not too many lowlights. I think this is a pretty steady budget. We've tried to, other than the payroll increase that this committee approved the other day, in order to bring my assistant to the same place that her coworker that works just next door to her would make. The only other changes we've added, basically made a net zero change on the other issues in regards to postage and dues and software and other professional services. So essentially, the only change in my budget is the payroll issue.
All right, justices, do you all have any questions for Mr. Murphy? Very delightful. All in favor of the motion to approve 1805.0430, say aye.
Aye.
All right. No opposed? All right, perfect.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion to approve Fund 2000, Department 0200.
Second.
All right, we got a motion second for our County Road Fund. And just a reminder, this is another one of those special sequestered funds. The money we get from our that goes into this fund, the revenue that goes into this comes from a millage that is set in the Constitution, state code, state law. To us? Oh, it's set by us. The 2.8 mils?
For us.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So anyway, set by us. It's special money. Only goes to road shop. Only can be used for the road shop. So that's that. Are there any questions or anything as you look at this? Mr. Anderson, can I just ask you about, are you speaking of this one?
Yeah.
Can I ask you about just the capital outlay, the $1 million?
Yes, sir. This year, if we get all of our projects done that we'd like to on the overlay, we're going to have about 48 miles of overlay asphalt this year. We're projecting somewhere between the same next year. We haven't put that out for bid, so we don't know exactly what our construction costs will be on those per ton. Additionally, we have the 286 and Skunk Hollow intersection improvement. That's $1.5 million right there in and of itself. Mm. We hope to get maybe $1 million, up to $1 million for safe intersection fund from the state, but we don't know that we're going to get that. We also have two bypasses that we're going to work on. Actually, the first one is Highway 64 and 5 in Greenbrier. We have to design that, and we're starting to work on the design there. The second would be the Wooster Roundabout expansion of a roundabout there at the intersection in Wooster.
Do we have any in this budget? Do we have any plans or partnerships with the City of Conway? Anything that they may have going on?
You know, we completed one a bridge this year with them, and to my knowledge, I don't think they've reached out to the judge's office. It's Paget Road and Prince Street on the west end of it. Those are actually county in the county, and we're overlaying that those two this fall.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Perfect. Justices, y'all have any questions in this budget?
Mr. Anderson, I see on the 310, well, actually the total other services and charges was $12,694.85. What exactly consists of other charges and services?
Everything you see above that, that's the name of the category.
Okay, so that compiles all of that. That's just not...
That's from line 3003 okay. through 3102.
Okay, I didn't know if it was something totally different. Okay, I got you.
It looks like the largest chunk of that is fire and extended coverage, I guess.
Yeah. That's correct. And I don't know if you've got your home insurance renewal, but everybody's property insurance has gone up.
What about the under machinery equipment? There's an extra $100,000 there.
We're looking at a dozer that we're hoping to trade out an old one and get a new one.
Nice. Can I also ask about, and I didn't pre-prep this question, so you may not know the answer off the top of your head. What are y'all looking at as far as capacity with your employees over at the road shop? You know, how many vacancies do y'all think y'all have? Or are you?
I'm not sure the vacancies we have right now. I think a handful or so.
Okay.
It's either one or none right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We have some projects we might come to ask you guys for additional positions for next year, but it's too early for us to do that.
Perfect. Thank you. Justices, anything else? All right. All in favor of approving 2000.0200, say aye.
Aye.
All right. So.
Mr. Chair, just to clarify.
Yeah. Yes.
Is I think it's by statute. Y'all have the capacity to move up to 3 meals on the road.
Okay.
Anywhere between up to 3 meals.
Up to 3 meals. It takes a public vote to do over 3 meals on that.
Okay.
The ad valorem tax, if a parcel's in the county, they get that full 2.8 meals. The parcel's in the city, that splits 1.4 meals to county and 1.4 meals to the city.
Okay.
Awesome. Just let you know that revenue.
Yeah. Thank you.
What's our current meal?
Our current millage is 2.8. That's the 1.4 on the split. Yeah.
That's just the special, strictly for roads.
Gotcha. Mr. Chairman, if I could make a motion to approve Fund 3402, Department 0201, please.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second for county road sales tax. Y'all see that the county road operates strictly off of these two budgets, and the one we just passed and the one in front of us. So all the positions, all the personnel that work for the road shop are covered in the budget that we just passed. And you can see here, this is straight nothing but stuff.
Stuff.
Supplies and capital outlay. Mr. Anderson, is this the same story on the capital outlay on this one, the million and a half?
In part, we have additional construction projects. We have three bridges that have been identified as needing major repair, basically a redo, a rebuild. And so we've got three on the shelf ready to go to bid, and we're hoping to start knocking those out next year as well.
There you go. Justices, any questions? And these budgets fluctuate a lot. We appropriate a lot on the front end in the hopes that they have good weather and everything goes right and they can get all the work done they need to get done. But if you, as I just glanced at this one, you know, their overall budget so far this year, they've used 63% of it, and we're in November. So they're not going to use the entire amount of appropriated budget, but that's where next year, around April or so, we'll see what they didn't use from next year. That'll be rolled over into what we call the carryover, which will then be, you know, reflected on the projection sheet.
And if you'll notice on both budgets, most of that is asphalt.
Yeah.
And at the end of the year, that's when we get our contractor away from the state jobs and he starts working again for us, and they can lay a lot of asphalt in our head.
Do we bid on asphalt like annually, or is it per project?
Okay, so it's annually. We bid in December every year.
And it's like per ton, or how's that per foot?
It's per ton installed.
Okay. What's the price we're getting now? You know?
Per ton, 51.
51, okay. I feel like that's the same amount Judge Baker said about 3 years ago. So
it's pretty good. And you can't go pick it up in your own dump truck for that.
That's what he liked to say, is we can't go pick it up and lay it ourselves for that price.
You can't pick it up for that price.
Yeah, yeah. So we're getting a good deal on asphalt. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. All right. Do y'all have any questions? All right. All in favor of 3402.0201, say aye.
Aye.
All right. And opposed.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve Fund 1000, Department 0304, please.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second for Grants and Aid, Health Department. No increase. This is money we give the Health Department. I guess, I don't know why. I don't really know anything. I've asked before, but I don't remember the answer.
I'm sorry. That's fine.
The Grants and Aid Health, the money we give the Health Department.
That's what we pay the Health Department, and it's basically partial expense of what they have to operate in Fauna County.
There you go. Any questions on this one? All right. All in favor of 1000.0304, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Opposed.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve Fund Number 3414, Department Number 0806, please.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second, and we have our extension office back again.
Welcome. Deja vu.
Okay. So our budget, to give a little history, our budget used to all be in County General, and then about, and I've got the history here too, because there's a different staff chair in the position then, and then some money needed to be freed up in County General, so we got split, and half stayed in County General and half went to a voluntary tax. So that's why you see I've got two different, I'm here and then I'm on your next line item as well, and that's why. So the county tax, the voluntary tax, whenever that was split, they picked some really good numbers and said, okay, we think this is about what it's going to bring in. And it's done well, but over the last 4 years we've been doing that, it's come just a little bit short consistently. And so that's why you see I've asking for an increase on that one. And it's strictly utilities, because utilities have gone up and our building is not small. And so our prices have gone up. And so whenever utilities go up on this page, if it eats up what the line item that we have on there, then it starts to eat into the other line items to make up for that. And so we get cut short on money that goes towards our other professional services and all that kind of stuff. But this year, so the mistake I made is that I was asking for that increase. That's why y'all saw me last week, from the voluntary tax. But I needed to ask for it from the county general, the $60,000, which is the next line item under grants and aid and social services. So that one, I don't mean to get ahead, but that one's at $60,000, and I was asking for it to go to $66,000 to cover just the increase in utilities. And so I can show y'all that.
So basically, so if I hear what you're saying right, is that in front of us, we see an increase on the 3069 line item of $6,000.
That's right.
To cover utilities. But you're saying you would like to ask for that additional increase out of the next budget that we're seeing right now.
Yes. And if y'all don't approve that, that's fine. Because, and I'm just being completely transparent, the voluntary tax, there is a bit of a buffer in there, and it's enough to get us by for the year. But like, utilities aren't going to go down in price at all, probably. If you don't, I'll probably have to be back next year to ask to cover that. Go ahead.
I'm of the opinion, I think you've got enough right now in your special fund that we can fund at least this one-time increase out of, and then we can go back to the drawing table and talk about
the
increase in the county general budget, mainly because I think that conversation may, you know, does it perk up the ears of some of the other folks on this list? You know, like, oh, the county's giving out more money. Like, well, let me get a
piece of that. It could. And I understand that, too, which is why I'm like, okay, we can make it work this year. But just so that you know, if I'm back again next year,
yeah.
I'm like, our bills are still coming in.
Yeah,
still
no,
expensive.
No. What do y'all pay out of other professional services?
That goes to program supplies, replacing stuff in the office. A little goes to salaries, all of the things that you can think of for operating.
What are your other revenue sources, or what?
So this model started, so more history, going back even further, extension services are funded federally, state, and county. Okay. So we get funding sources from all those. And then our state office, this isn't my number. I'm not the budget person. This is the number that they, you know, said all 75 counties, based on how many people are in your office, this is what your county you know, is responsible for in a way. And so that happened years ago, and they've kept the same numbers since then. They haven't gone up. And so that's why me asking for an increase is like, this isn't my thing. But, you know, when it starts to eat into funds that we've been able to make up for and for the last few years, because it's been a little short, and it's like, okay, we've eaten out of this, we've eaten out of that to just make it work. But with it being consistent, it's like, okay, it might be time, but, you know,
so who comes up with the state number?
Our state office, the financial department of our state office, but they divide it by the employees per county. So ours is higher than Perry County.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they do it, different counties do it differently. So like in this county, the money that you approve that comes to us, we double back and then pay you for
you pay utilities out of that money. But some other counties, they say, we're just going to pay utilities. Mm-hmm. So if they fluctuate, then they don't have to come back like this and ask for money. But it's individual per whatever it works for each county.
You just mentioned, you know, and I remember when we made the move and got y'all a voluntary tax and everything. And I think the amount was reduced that we paid y'all out of this county general fund.
Yes.
Can you talk about, have y'all... And I'm just, it comes to mind because of the animal stuff, and I see the rescue squad doing it. Do y'all have any efforts to promote kind of that check the box for the voluntary tax type thing?
We have. It becomes a little bit of a confusing conversation since we're federal, state, and county.
Yeah.
And so it's a hard, when people start asking a lot of questions, they're like, we already pay you for taxes.
Not a simple answer. Yeah.
I do. So I hate to beg for it in this way, which, to be frank, it was a lot easier when it was all
okay. Oh, absolutely. I guarantee
this
you.
This is much more complicated.
Make it work for it a little bit.
I'm willing to work with being complicated as long as we just hit the numbers.
Yeah.
How much is your voluntary tax a year?
It fluctuates. Scott? I've got some.
Here and all this voluntary tax stuff. The real issue is the fact that when Kimberly Clark stopped paying them a huge chunk of voluntary tax, right? And so we're talking about a voluntary tax that was bringing in off the top of my head, $85,000, $90,000 a year and growing.
Right.
So when Kimberly Clark quit paying, they might get 60 this year.
Yeah.
So, and you're going to hear that when we go down the line. The museum will show up and you know, all of these. Are going to come and say, hey, you know, we have been slashed by 40%, 30% at least. And so there's where the real issue isn't there.
Yeah.
When, and I'm going to speak out of turn here because I don't remember the year, the state cut funding, Tyler, you may not have been on the board yet, maybe 2016 or 17, we were funding, I think, roughly about $80,000 a year for extension. The state went in and cut funding.
Mm-hmm.
When they did that, of course, every JP on the court was getting a call from people. I mean, as far as things go in the 4-H, I mean, they're very well supported by people in the community. Getting calls, I was getting calls, why are we cutting? Well, we weren't cutting. The state was. Mm-hmm. And what the state does this a lot, is they want to push that expense to the county, right? And we took on that expense for a year or so, and then come up with this. Well, at the time, soil conservation was giving it. They flipped that from soil conservation to extension, and then soil conservation come back, and now it's also
giving it. Hey, we exist. Yeah. We didn't know they existed there for a while.
Conservation was kind of being handed at the time. Was just writing them a blank check and didn't know where the money was going. So, to go all that back in the same, when it happened, it was a good thing to go for extension to go, because like I said, the voluntary tax was growing. It was more than what they were getting originally, and it kind of helped out not only county general, which was struggling at the time, but also helped out extension. Of course, when you lose this big percentage of voluntary tax, then we're in predicament now. So that's just a little bit of a history of kind of where it's come since. I can't give you anything before 2015, but from 2015 on, that's where we've been. And my years are probably off, I don't know, but it was under Hutchinson that he cut extension.
And Scott mentioned Kimberly Clark, you know, and that all they used to give back. And I'll just let everybody know, next week at our regular scheduled meeting, Westrock will be here asking us for stuff.
I don't want to derail you. No. We should have all gotten an email about voluntary tax receipts 2-3 weeks ago. That's going to paint the picture as clear as anything can. And I can get you the...
That'd be great. I know I've got them. I just don't have them in like a perfect order.
I just wanted to use them. Yeah.
No, you're fine. So the number that we need from voluntary tax is $65,000. If we get above that, that's great. We can do extra projects and stuff. But it's when we fall below that number that we get in a bind and we start having to pull from different accounts to pay the bills.
And what kind of how we, the agreement, handshake agreement on that.
Yes.
The first year that we were just straight funding it out of county general, the first year that we were collecting voluntary tax.
Okay.
And so you've got a good carryover amount. And we're just kind of saying, hey, whatever you collected last year, that can be your budget next year. And then you've always got the carryover. So if you've got a one time, you can go get it.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the agreement that we'd have. Hey, just work off your carryover. And that would work out good. Now, I think we went, year before last, I think y'all revenue 77,000, 78,000.
That sounds like, I don't think
then,
we.
And it's, but this year, say, we're probably going to be good to get 60.
Yeah, I don't know if we revenue that much there. That was one of those hiccup years where we got behind, we made up for it, and then we went back.
Yeah.
And so that's why that number looks big just for that year, because we were behind, and then we kind of played catch up, and then we took it away again. And so, like, anyway, so that's kind of the game we're playing with the voluntary tax.
I'll get the
revenue since the voluntary tax has been an exception is 67,000 and some change over the 3 years.
So I noticed this chart you handed us, this dated 2022. I love charts, by the way.
Do
you have a ballpark estimate for 23?
I got that, and it does not include October, November, or December. So it's lacking a whole quarter, but we're currently at $14,094 without a quarter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go up even more.
Oh, yeah.
It's the beauty of charts.
I would just like to make a comment. Speaking about the voluntary tax fund and all 4-H and all of the different things, I would really like to see some type of a program or a campaign to help check that box. I mean, I know the animal control does it. I don't know that soil conservation does. We don't have voluntary tax, but yeah, we do. But I would love to see that, because I don't think a lot of people understand what all you guys do.
Yeah.
And just some social media,
we can
something
definitely
or
do it.
Some things like that. I'd really like to see that implemented.
Yeah, I agree with Justice Coates. I got invited to do the be a judge of the debate in the summer. And I was actually telling Administrator Higgins today about how much I enjoyed that, and I hope I get an invitation back. Wink, wink.
Was it?
Yeah, it was one of the debates that I got to sit in on.
Nice.
It was incredible watching the youth do what they do. But I would love for our public to know that, because honestly, until that moment, I didn't know what you guys did.
Yeah, that is our biggest struggle, not just Faulkner County, but as a state. We're in conversations right now as a state to do a whole new strategic plan and do all these things. Happy and will do a county one to promote that voluntary tax. Getting our name out is complicated in a way, because you see how much we do, and so it's difficult to put that into a box. But we're trying, and honestly, Faulkner County is one of the more successful counties than a lot of the other ones. So really proud to be here and have the stuff that we do. But yeah, that would be wonderful.
I'm sure if you created some sort of social media verbiage or some graphics, some of us JPs would love to share that.
Absolutely. I know the East programs may also be interested in helping with some of that. Getting some exposure and being able to participate, that'd be great too. Or creating the campaign. Yeah.
And when Westrock's here next week, we can remind them of how good of a steward Kimberly Clark was to our county. When they're here asking us for stuff.
I don't know if Westrock is coming, but a person from the...
Maybe we can encourage them to come.
So then what I'll do on this 3414 is strike that additional 6,000. Does that sound right? Strike that, because I won't need it. We'll make up for it in the buffer for this year. But then this will probably be the conversation next year if voluntary tax doesn't really pick up.
I'm
asking for an increase on the page for 34, but we'll just strike that and ask for exactly the same thing from last year. The 63.
I see, like a. 66. Are you talking about utilities line item?
Yes, the utilities line item.
Reduce that to the 1388?
Correct.
Is that enough to take care of your utilities?
With the buffer, that's existing right now, we can get through this year. That's fine. You might see me next year saying, hey, I need a little exception again. But, yeah, this year, that's fine. But for next year, we'll probably need to see an increase.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Just so you understand, if it's not appropriated, you can't spend it, and even though you've got extra money in the fund that you could appropriate.
Can it be appropriated throughout the year?
It can.
Yes. That'll probably be what we have to do, is appropriate it throughout the year as we see a need for it, and then...
And I don't mind appropriating the $6,000 now to know you're covered through the end of the year, and then we can work out the conversation about the county general money.
That sounds clean to
next
me,
year.
If we
yeah.
can do it that way.
I'm fine with that, the way your budget's looking. Yeah, the way your fund is looking. Yeah. Okay, and so that's just the current budget that y'all have before y'all. Y'all have any questions, any more questions on this?
Doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. All in favor of 3414.0806, say aye.
Aye.
All right, and then opposed. Thanks so much.
Thanks, y'all.
Oh, I guess you got one more here. Well, maybe you don't have this one. Yeah.
I'm just a line item on
that. Yeah, that's it. That's it. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve fund number 1000, Department 0803, please.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. And just so y'all know, this is, ask Mr. Higgins this question whenever we're meeting. I was meeting one-on-one with folks. And I was like, well, why do we give all this money to all these people? Well, because that's what we've been giving them for however long. So
we're not allowed to just distribute money to nonprofits out of the goodness of our hearts. We can enter into contracts for different social services.
So that's what this is, contracts of social services?
Each of these has a contract that they sign with the county each year for different social services that they provide.
Fantastic. And I know I'm at least contacted once a year asking to continue to fund the Council on Aging, which is our Faulkner County Senior Citizen Center.
I can't exactly remember the number, but essentially that $40,000 the county pays is translated or becomes about $110,000 in different federal and state money, and that specifically goes to fund the Meals on Wheels program here in the county.
There you go.
I think the number is like $2.35 a meal or something, so it provides thousands and thousands of meals throughout the year.
Do you have any questions on these? Excuse me. All in favor of 1000.0803, say aye.
Aye.
All right. None opposed.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve Fund 3404, Department Number 0406, please.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Oh, I was about to say, motion dies for a lack of second. We're about to be SOL here. All right. All right, so this is our spay and neuter services that we started about four years ago, possibly.
I do have a couple of comments, if I may. On this one, you guys are probably aware that I'm a huge proponent of companions. They do amazing work. Surprise, surprise, that I feel as strongly as I do. However, with that being said, I'm also very conservative with our budgeting to certain things. And with us in the situation we are with the upcoming animal shelter, and this $80,000 does come out of our animal welfare and control budget, so the voluntary tax fund. So we don't know exactly where we're going to be sitting with our animal shelter at this point. So I don't feel comfortable allocating the entire $80,000 at this point. I don't know how much they've spent exactly just yet. I probably should have gotten a report on that.
It's on your next page.
Okay, I'll see that now. So the spay and neuter was like right at $39,530.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Where are you looking at?
On the spay and neuter services, that $39,000.
Oh, okay.
$530.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
So they used 46% of it, which that is, I guess, at this point. But I would feel a little bit more comfortable if we. And I hate to even use the word cut because I do feel so strongly in supporting them. But I also would be very willing to come back before the court and bring another ask for the additional money later in the year once we see exactly what happens with the animal shelter. So if we could amend that to $40,000.
Is that a motion?
Yes, sir.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second to amend spay and neuter services to $40,000. Any questions or comments on that?
My only question on that, and I don't disagree with you at all, actually. Since they spent $39,000, Mr. Higgins, you may be able to answer this. Since they spent $39,000 at this point on November the 9th, is $40,000 going to be enough for them for an entire year? I mean, would they spend another $1,000 in the next month, projectively speaking?
So it depends on year to year. There have been years when they have spent $70,000, $75,000, and there have been years when they haven't. So the run rate at this point, we're right at half of the $80,000 in month 11. So it just depends. But again, in years past, to Justice Coates' point, we would fund part of it, and then through the year they would come back and say, we're going to run out of money, and we would like to ask for an additional $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. So I think last year may be the first year that we have appropriated the full amount for the year. So this is kind of a little bit of a reversion of how we've done it in times past.
You may have answered my next question. So they don't have any other means to producing money for this outside of us?
That's not what this is. What this is, this program is a subsidy for those who want to get their animals spay and neutered who may not be able to afford to.
Income-based.
So, yeah.
Is it income-based?
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, I knew that.
I don't.
I got it for my dogs. I may be poor, though. I don't know.
What the limit is there, but it is supposed to be income-based. And if I may, Justice Tyler, with them only using part of this money, I have not spoken with companions about this exactly, but I have tried to get appointments in. That place is actually, I mean, they are so booking out. I mean, they're booking out into the middle to end of January to get appointments. And so I don't know if they're trying to grow. There is a vet shortage. I don't know if they're trying to make it where they can get in more animals. But part of the use of this money may be capacity and not, lack of need.
That's a good one. Because we have, in years past, I feel, used the entire, been bumping up against that $80,000.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That place is always hopping. Yeah. I mean, there's just so many.
I think my dog goes there too.
Mm-hmm. So many appointments. And, that may be something that we need to ask them if they're looking at expanding. And also, we may need to look at a partnership or some type of thing with the animal shelter being right next door.
Mm-hmm.
There's, we may be able to work out some type of mutual agreement or whatever. But I just think we need to wait and revisit this. I definitely don't want to put their into their budget, but I think we need to revisit it and only appropriate half of it now.
So you're suggesting once we get the animal shelter going?
At least until we know exactly where we're headed, then we can revisit it.
Any questions on the amendment, the motion to amend? All in favor of the motion to amend to $40,000, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we're back to the original motion on the fund. Any more questions or comments on the fund as all? That's all that's in it, though. So, all right. All in favor of the passage for the passage of 3404.0406, say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve Fund 3415, Department Number 0123, please.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second.
Good job.
All in favor of 3014.0123, say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve fund number 1810-0100, department number, please.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second, and just for the public record, that last budget had $0 on it, all the way across the board. I want to listen to this and accuse us of any nefariousness. All right, Mr. Higgins, you want to explain this one?
Yeah, so if you'll recall, earlier in the year, we experienced a storm in, I believe it was in June, that did some damage to various county properties. And one of the impact that it had was to the access control security system at the Justice Building. So I want to back up from that point and tell just a little bit of the story that early on in our administration this year, we received a visit from security personnel, Sheriff's Department personnel from the Justice Building, and were concerned about the systems, the CCTV system and the access control system at the Justice Building and some other issues. I did, at the request of Judge Dodson, did some investigation over there, spoke with the circuit judges and the lieutenant that is over there over the security team at the building, and we identified a number of issues. The first issue was the CCTV system, and we were able to actually acquire a $17,000 grant from the courthouse security grant program to help us pay for upgrades and actually repairs. At that time, there are a number of CCTV cameras. I won't give a count, but that's security information, but there are a number of cameras, let's just say a couple dozen or more, and less than 50% were operational. So there were dead spots in the Justice Building where nefarious activity could happen. Not everybody that goes to court is happy with the outcome of it, and oftentimes they're in the hallways, and so they want to be able to see that. So we were able to fix that. So we did that early in the year. Judge Dodson and I also spoke then about the access control system. System is 10 years old and had not really had any main maintenance to it. So I'll kind of back up a little bit more. There's a CCTV system, there's the access control system, and there are also fire protection systems, a fire sprinkler system and a fire alarm system in that building. The fire sprinkler system and the fire alarm system have maintenance contracts. Those systems are fully operational because they check them quite often and to make sure, and if there's any issues with them, they repair them then. And so our fire alarm system and our fire sprinkler system are the same age as these other systems, but because of the maintenance contract, they're fully operational. That refers back to our access control system does not have a maintenance system with it. And so it just went into various stages of disrepair. We were getting complaints of it. So we looked at it and knew that this was going to be costly. We estimated that it could be as much as $400,000 to do a complete retrofit and bring this up on a system that really hadn't had a lot of attention over the past 10 years. That's the point we were at about how can we phase this in over a multi-year period. So potentially we could do the ground floor, which was the most critical, and then maybe we could do one or two of the other floors the next year. And so over a 3 or 4 year period, we would do an upgrade on that system. Then in June came along and the storm came and we took a lightning strike on that building. Impacted our heating and air unit, impacted our power generator for that building and the access control system. So we were really kind of bummed out by that, but it may have turned out to be a blessing in disguise because now we're, instead of it being a 2 or 3 or 4 year phase program, we've got to fix it now because it's not operational. We were able to cannibalize the system in-house, cannibalize it to where we could get the ground floor working, which is the most secure areas, in egress, entering and exiting the building. But some of the security part in the upper floors is still not operational. So we've reached out to our insurance company to, for them to do a review on it. I've spent a lot of time with Sedgwick, which is the carrier who's looking at that for the AAC. We've received 4 pretty detailed quotes on this, have worked with it. And so we came to the court with a estimate that we thought it would take to repair this, and it was less than the $400,000 that I had originally estimated, down to about $300,000 is what with our estimates were averaging in at. So I came to the court and asked for $300,000 from the capital expenditure fund so that we could go ahead and start expediting the repairs on the building. So we have done that, have gone ahead and placed an order, and the equipment is coming in, and the first invoice for that has come in, and that invoice you can see here is $154,000. That's for the equipment, the ramp-up fees for the technician to get started and everything. That's how much that is. And so the remainder is $148,000 of the $300,000. Also, when I asked for the $300,000, I advised the court that when the insurance paid that claim, that we would pay the insurance claim back into this account, the capital expenditure. So that's the reason it's in a separate account, is so that we can track this particular project, the $300,000 that the court appropriated, and then the insurance claim when it comes back in. And then at that point, we can probably put the money back into the capital expenditure fund. So I'm still wrapping up with the insurance company. They have agreed to a price. The claims adjuster, where he is sending it up, at this point, he and I have agreed on a price based on the damages to the system. This is not the final we've signed off on the bottom line, but I'll tell you, it's about $173,000 that I anticipate that we will get back from the insurance. So the question is, well, you know, we're not going to get the whole $300,000? And the answer is no, and we never really expected that. But think of it this way. We're able to take a three-year phased project that I'd estimated at around $400,000 that we were going to have to pay all of, and as much as an inconvenience as the storm was, because of the insurance part, we're going to be able to get a system replaced in 1 year, and it looks like about half of it's going to be paid for by insurance.
And that's the purpose of our capital improvement fund.
That is the exact purpose for that. The
exact purpose.
That is through the wisdom of the court of setting that $1 million aside a year for large ticket items, capital expenditures for this, and, you know, for like the jail expansion, those kinds of things. But yeah, that's, the court's done a good job by setting that money aside.
You can see on the 2024 projections sheet after this budget request and then maybe another budget request out of that fund, we're looking at $5.2 million left over. After we put the million in there, looks like plus a little bit of interest income, is $5.2 million to be sitting in our capital improvement fund, which is how it was when we were presented about the jail funding sheet that was reflected in that jail funding sheet.
We've spoken a lot about priorities tonight, mm-hmm. and keeping our employees and our judges and our people safe in our justice building. If you watch the news anytime lately, there's been several instances of violence to different judges or whatever, and so I really feel like this is a priority to get this fixed and keep those individuals safe.
We've put an emphasis on the justice building this year. I know we had some concerns from our circuit judges about the secure parking area and the gates were not working. All of that is 100% operational now. Also, they were concerned about the visibility into that parking area, and we were able to go ahead and provide some slats into the chain link fences, which make it very difficult to see through there. And I think they've been pleased with the upgrades we've done. If we finalize this, we'll really be in good shape security-wise at the Justice Building.
Any more questions or anything? All right, all in favor of 1810.0100, say aye.
Aye.
All right, none opposed. The last thing I want to call y'all's attention to tonight, that's the final of this agenda we have in front of us. I was looking at our projection sheet, if y'all want to pull out your projection sheet. And this is just part of the conversation. This is the type of decisions that we make as a quorum, as a budget and finance committee, and a quorum court as a whole. So as we've been going through this, right, we've been approving budgets and everything else, and we still have more budgets to approve out of county general. But I believe all the current budgets that have been turned in, this number reflects those. So if we didn't do any changes to the budgets that will come before us, this is what we see. My personal opinion, and I've stated this at the very beginning, and I want to say that is a personal opinion. I like when the budget request is at or less than our total projected revenue. That's my personal opinion, because I want to spend less than we bring in. Now, we do have our carryover, or our projected fund balance amount of $5.5 million. So we've done a good job at saving money. Scott always says that our departments usually spend roughly, I think, 92% of their projected revenue. So usually about 8% of that on average rolls into carryover. So where we're at right now is that we have a budget request of $4.5 million and we have a total projected revenue of $3.8 million. Now all that said, what that says is that we're just eating in to that fund balance or that amount of revenue that we have or that carryover, that top line there. So my question is, and it's not a question that we can, I don't think, answer tonight, but I personally don't mind being over the 3.8, but my question in the final budget request number is how much capital expense is in that? Does that make sense? Because capital expenditures are one-time expenses. Mm-hmm. So we don't necessarily have to count those against our regular recurring expenses, you know, when we judge that against our revenue.
Can we get that number for our next meeting?
That'd be a question for Mr. Anderson, maybe, or somebody, if y'all can add up all the...
Yeah, what's your request exactly?
I think how much capital is in county general budgets?
Capital outlay?
Capital outlay, yes.
But I don't have expenses.
Okay, we can, maybe Thursday, but I don't know about Tuesday. What do our costs?
And so it's not just in capital outlay, but it's, I know some of it's even in other spots that we talked about another budget.
We'll have to reach out to the people that submit the budgets.
Yeah, so you're going to have to talk to each department head to find out what's a one-time. Tyler is a little, he's a little conservative than I am on that deal. I say 108%. If you can be at 108%, and I don't know what that number is. I don't have those in front of me right now. Somebody took mine. But I'm very comfortable with 108% of whatever our projected revenue is, the revenue side. Because two things, like I said, typically county general, we spend about 92-93% of it. And when I'm doing projections, they're typically on the low side. And then you've got all the carryover money that takes care of it in case something's off. But I'm comfortable with 108. If we get over 108, and you will do what you want to do. But
I start, and at the same time, this includes the 6% COLA that we've discussed, as well as getting a couple of the one-off raises in there that hopefully that's, because we've kind of been behind the eight ball on our county employee salaries. So this should kind of put us back up where we are, and hopefully we won't have to do that again.
And
get so far behind.
And just the general questioning are we reaching a level of spending that we can sustain with our revenues? I think, you know, we don't want to get too out of line to where we are relying on a high carryover balance to continue to fund regular county operations.
Yep.
If that makes sense. Scott, I think 108 might be around 4.9 million, I think, if I'm doing my math right.
What's
13.8 is the projected revenue. Yeah,
14.9. What's that?
14.5. So we're under Scott's ask. And that's Scott's ask.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Now, let me take that back, because in that 30, so, I mean, I don't want to take it back, but also, if it's 14.9, you also got to take that million out, too. So really, about 13.9 is where I'm really comfortable at.
14.5. So we met, and I was going to say I'd be comfortable at about 14 flat. So we're about $500,000 over. So if that's, and I don't think that $500,000 is in capital outlay. I might be wrong. It may be because of other things. I don't know. But if that's the case, we may want to go back and do some looking to see if we want to cut $500,000 out of something to get in line with where we feel we're comfortable with, you know, and that's just I'm just telling you my opinion right now. You know, this is just a group decision here on what we want. I try not to rule like past chairs. not a one man show here. Yeah. So that's just my opinion, and I just wanted to point out, I'm not asking us to make any decisions tonight or anything.
Just an update on where we're sitting is very helpful.
Yeah.
You do have two mics.
I do have two mics, so yeah.
Two big one
mic. I have twice the voice you have. Yeah.
I got twice.
I mean, you know, there's things we can do that some just coming to mind, some things that you can do when you look at a high number like this is you can strike it out of this year's budget, you know, and bring it in line, and then see what our projected see what our carryover is next year, and kind of budget that capitally, you know, as like a one-time type expense after our carryover comes in next year. The COLA is the other option that we've looked at in the past to bring that number down. Now, I don't think a COLA, I don't know the budget impact of a 6% COLA on top on our county general right now. You know, I don't know if that's $500,000 or $200,000. I don't know. 6% is built into this budget right now.
We gave 3 last year.
Yeah, 3. It was a 3% COLA last year. Yeah, I don't remember. 4% last year, sorry. Yes. And the year before that was 4%. So this is something we'll keep an eye on probably every night until we get to the last night, and then we'll have to decide as a committee what we want to do. If we want to make a move to bring that in line, if we want to roll the dice on this one and flow with it like it is.
And we can go back and amend some of these that we've already passed that last night.
Mm-hmm. And I think it would be helpful, even if we can just go back and look at our notes and kind of calculate these one-offs, just to get an idea. Okay. I mean, I'm not saying we need to go bother, you know, everybody and ask them to give us a new that one, but I think just from our notes, we should be able to pull a close number.
Yeah, and it's all online.
Right.
And these are just Fund 1000 as well. Okay. You know, we don't have to look at all the different funds and everything. Mr. Anderson or Mr. Higgins, whichever one of y'all works in the budget more. Maybe Sarah. can we have an idea of maybe at our next meeting what the 6% COLA looks like impacted on the budget? Just what that number is. Does that make, you know, all added up?
Yep.
Because I just don't know what it is.
I actually emailed you a spreadsheet on that.
Oh. I can sit here and look it up, I guess. Okay.
Imagine that. Being ahead of us.
So anyways, all right, so if we've already got that information, then you don't need to give it to us. Do I have it, or does everyone have it? I don't know.
I don't.
Don't recall it.
Well,
yeah, I don't have it.
Did you email it just says Tyler?
I sent it to Tyler, and, yeah, I think just to Tyler. For him to look at and tell me what he thought before it went. I didn't hear it.
Oh, I think I saved it right here. This might be it, but I might have to dig into this and really kind of figure it out a little bit. Let's see, County General, I think, 2024 annual budget raise request, 5% COLA. So this is a 5% COLA.
Yeah, I didn't stop at 5 because I didn't do it on 6. What is it for 5?
So for 5 in County General, it came up to a total of, after you factored in workers' comp, retirement, and all the other down the line, $229,000. So that tells you a 5%. Yes. So each.
So it's 45.8
per percent? Per percent. So you're going to adjust it by about $45,000, $46,000 each percentage we go up and down. So that's definitely not solving the whole $500,000 issue here.
No, it's.
I think this evening, though, we probably had, and I didn't put my calculator to it yet and everything, but a little over $200,000 in capital expense just tonight.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's what I'd say. I don't mind the 4 or 5 knowing that a good, you know, that kind of our overage is capital expense, because then you can almost look at that separately as taking it out of the carryover specifically for that.
I believe sometime ago, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, whatever, when I said I was comfortable with the 6%, I didn't have these extra asks.
Yeah.
We factored in what roughly 6% hold was going to cost upon last year's budget and covered into that. So,
and we've had a lot of, not a lot, but we've had increases this year, but rightfully so.
The problem is a lot of the factors factors in on ask did not occur, there was very minimum increase.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't know, of course, I didn't have that information available in an ask when we read it, when I said six.
Yeah.
So I still feel like we can still do the six. At least it's definitely not going to put us in a bad spot.
Yeah.
So you would feel comfortable with the six and keeping us where we're at?
I'm not. Especially with the carryover. We got $5.5 million carryover. You know, we can build something next year if it's really on that.
And wouldn't that add up a little more if you put more back from the SRCL?
Yeah.
About it.
Oh yeah, because you got more money going. Yeah.
In the carryover, maybe over 5 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we're carrying over a lot of money.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, I just wanted to bring that up just for a discussion. We'll look at it again. We'll look at it again on Tuesday after we roll through the other ones. See where we're at. Y'all have any questions or need anything?
Now or later about a different
setup,
or
that'll be next year, so it'll be later.
Okay. All right, keeping secrets, friends. That's all right. I just want to say thank you, Scott, for joining us. Phil, thank you for joining us. Margaret, feel like she has to be here. And Judge Johnson, thank you so much for joining us. I love the new setup. And I appreciate you being here, listening to all your budget requests.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you. I'm being adjourned.